What does a high school senior need to know to graduate? It's an ongoing debate and one that state lawmakers tried to answer in 2007 and 2008 when they approved measures requiring a minimum statewide standard.
The higher education entry requirements were pretty much driving the train.
Former Democratic State Senator Evie Hudak served on the State Board of Education during that time.
The Commission on Higher Ed said these are the things you need to get into college. And so a lot of the school districts felt that higher ed was running the show and it should really be K-12 running it.
When it comes to education, Colorado is a local control state. That means individual school districts decide what their students need to graduate. Now the State Board of Education is in the final stages of adopting a more uniform plan.
It is extremely common for states to have expectations for graduation. We are one of the last to establish those.
Gretchen Morgan is with the Colorado Department of Education and works for the State Board of Education. The board has recommended proficiency in English, math, social studies, and science. But now they are discussing, among other things, eliminating the social studies and science requirements. Misty Ruthven is also a staffer for the Education Department.
We convened 7 groups of stakeholders from across the state, from education, labor, workforce, business, parents, students. So really cast a broad and wide net to get lots of voices involved in the conversation and provide the updated recommendations.
But if the State Board of Education removes social studies and science requirements, some worry it could trickle down to other curriculum decisions and actually lead to a step backwards. Aurora Public Schools Superintendent Rico Munn says any graduation standards must be multifaceted.
It's one thing to say you need to know X, Y, and Z, but it's another thing to say you know how to apply it and what's the evidence, what are the artifacts of that that are acceptable and appropriate for your district to implement.
Former teacher and current Democratic State Senator Michael Merrifield of Colorado Springs supports the move to eliminate science and social studies. He serves on the Senate Education Committee and thinks schools are focusing too much on subjects like science to the detriment of art and music.
There's a lot more to life, to being success, than these so-called math and science subjects that they're really insisting. Everybody's not a mathematician, he's not a scientist. And this emphasis takes away from the opportunity for other subject areas that children maybe really have an interest in.
Regardless of whether the standards include social studies or science, Adams 12 5-star school superintendent Christopher Godowski says moving to a statewide standard for some districts will be difficult.
I think they're setting a floor, although it's a floor that's pretty aggressive compared to where a lot of people set the standard right now. There is the local ability to set higher standards.
Striking the right balance is a debate former State Senator Evie Hudak says she's heard a lot of over the years.
Lowering them, raising them, when you raise them too high, then you don't have every kid able to graduate. And there are a whole bunch of people who think that our goal should be that all kids are able to graduate. And then other people say all kids should be ready to enter college.
It's not clear when or if the State Board of Education will take up any changes. If they don't do anything, their proposed requirements that include competency in English, math, social studies, and science will go into effect in 2017 for incoming high school freshmen. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.